Good morning, everyone. How are you all today? Last day of the week. Ready for the weekend? Not to do anything? I'm sure you might have many, many assignments, right? How is the assignment 3 going on? Okay, that's good. Because we have submission in around 10 days, right? Next Sunday, right? Isn't it? Okay. So today we are going to start another topic, which will be actually preparation for your assignment 4. So whatever we are starting from today, you are going to do in assignment 4. So we collected the data requirements, and in the previous lectures, we tried to create the conceptual model. Now, once the conceptual model is collected, or you have drawn it, all the entity types, relationships, or if there is any specialization, recursive, everything is determined, you validate your conceptual diagram, EER model or ER model. Then you need to convert it into relational model, because you are using MySQL. It is a database which is based on a relational model. All the data is stored in the form of tables or relations. So in the conceptual model, as you have seen, it is a design of your database which just gives you what are the main tables there will be, what are the main attributes you are going to store with the help of entity types, and what will be the connections there with the help of relationship types. But you don't store any actual data inside the conceptual data model. So you need to convert it into a format which can be understood by the database management system. Now it depends on which database management system you are using. So because we are going to use MySQL, and it is based on relational model, where everything is stored in the form of relations, and there are connections between those tables with the help of primary key, foreign key connection. So we need to convert our conceptual model into relational model. And that is actually logical modeling. Converting your conceptual model into one of the implementational or representational model. Here in our case, it is relational model. Because we know in the end, we are going to use MySQL to create our tables for creating our database. Now here also, when we do the logical modeling, it is also free from the, you don't need to take the decision which database management system, which specific database management system you are going to use. But you need to know that, for example, there may be 10 database management system or 4, 3, you cannot decide which one you are going to finally use. But you need to be clear about which data model those database management systems are using to store the data. So at this point, you don't need to decide whether later on you are going to use MySQL or Oracle or any other relational database management system. But you need to know that whichever database management system you are going to use, it is based on underlying which type of implementational model. So in our case, it is relational model. So we are sure that we need to convert it into relational model, but we don't need to decide the exact specific database management system at this point. That needs to be decided when you are actually creating the tables with the help of create table commands. So we are here, just two more weeks remaining. So we are actually starting this little bit earlier because I want little bit more time for the next topic, that is normalization. It was supposed to start next week, but we have time, so we are starting it today. Okay, sometimes while creating the conceptual model, it's very difficult to figure it out by ourselves. So if you are trying to do it or helping with one of your friends, collaborating with them, it's totally fine. But just let us know. So while submission, you can say that, okay, I worked with this person, and that person also can say, I worked with this person. So it's fine if you are collaborating with your friends. Because sometimes in teams, when you are working with more than one person, many of the things are more clear at that time when you discuss the things. By our own, it is sometimes difficult to figure out. We will prefer Visio, but you can use any of these. There are many online tools as well. So in logical modeling, we are going to do the modeling steps. That means we will derive the relation for logical data model, in our case relational. And then we are also going to define the integrity constraint, primary key, foreign key. Actually, primary key we already identified when we created the conceptual model, didn't we? Only thing is that now we need to establish the foreign keys also. Because in conceptual model, we don't have any foreign keys. Foreign keys are specified in EER model with the help of relationship types. So now we need to get rid of those relationship, and instead of those relationship, we need to put foreign keys at appropriate places. So we will today learn just deriving the relations from the conceptual model. That is the first step. And next, other steps we are going to do it next week. So once you identify all the relations, then you need to do a procedure that is called normalization to check whether your design is correct or not before you actually create your tables. So that we are going to learn next week sometime. And then we need to validate many things before we create the tables. Just like we validated our conceptual model, we need to validate our logical model before we actually create the tables. So these are the steps we are going to take today. This is very simple 8-step process to convert your conceptual model into logical model. Very easy, just like mathematics. No, not like mathematics. You people don't like mathematics. Okay, it's very straightforward step-by-step process. There is nothing much to figure out. Very simple. So we start with converting the strong entities, then weak, then one-to-one binary, one-to-many binary, many-to-many, multi-valued, any relationship of degree higher than two in step 7, and finally with specialization. Okay, so we are starting with how to convert the strong entity types. And although here many things are written, but in simple words, because I like to put everything on the slide so that if you want to go back and refresh something, all the information is there. That's why sometimes my PowerPoint seems like crammed too much information. But I don't want to leave anything so that you can refresh your knowledge later on, even if you have missed the lecture or you forgot what happened during the lecture. So for every strong entity in your conceptual model, you basically create a new relation. And you have to only include the simple attributes. If there are any composite attribute, you are just including the simple parts of that composite attribute. At this point, you are not including multi-valued attribute. So just simple attribute and simple parts of composite attribute. And then you will choose the primary key. There may be one alternate key also, but whatever primary key you have done there, you will make the same primary key here. Okay? So this is the model we are going to use throughout the step 1 to step 7. Even for step 8 also, there is a specialization. So basically this we have discussed many times, isn't it? Part by part, when we were discussing conceptual model. Right? So we have employees, department. Between employees and department, we have a one-to-many relationship, that is this works on. And then we have a manager's relationship, which is one-to-one, as you can see. And there is a relationship attribute here also. Then we have project. These employees are working on these projects. It is a many-to-many, as you can see. And there is a relationship attribute, number of hours. A particular employee is working on a particular project. Then we have a relationship here as well. So departments are controlling these projects. And this is again one-to-many relationship, as you can see. And then we have a recursive relation. We saw this before. Employees are supervising other employees. And this is also one-to-many. And then we have a weak entity, which is dependent. And you can see this is a weak entity because there is a partial primary key. And this relation is also one-to-many. And then we have a specialization here. So I chose this problem so that we can experiment on each and everything. There is a strong entity, there is a weak entity, there is one-to-one, there is one-to-many, there is many-to-many, and there are relationship attributes. And see here, there is a multi-valued attribute as well. So all the step 7 can be used, we can utilize, or we can try or apply on this conceptual model. So we are starting with the strong entity, step 1. How many strong entities are there? We have employee, it's a strong entity, right? We have department, this is a strong entity, and we have project. This is also a strong entity. These are the subclasses. We are not going to deal with them now. We will deal with them in step 8 when we need to convert the specialization. So we need to, according to step 1, we need to create a new relation for each of these strong entities which are present in the conceptual schema. So let's try to do it. So we are going to have employee. And in employee, we will have social security number. Name is a composite attribute. As I said before, we need to just include the simple parts of the composite attribute. So we are only going to, instead of name, we are going to include first name, middle name, last name. Right? And address is again a composite attribute. So instead of address, we are going to have building number, street name, and finally city. Right? So this is our employee relation, and then this was your primary key, so this will be our primary key again, right? And then similarly, we will make for department. And in the department, we have department number. We have department name. As I said before, we are not going to include department location right now because it is multi-valued attribute. We are going to handle them later on. This is our primary key for this particular relation. And finally, we are going to make for the project. And for project, what are the attributes? Project number, project name, and finally, project location. So in project table, we will have 3 attributes. All of them are simple attributes. And project number will be our primary key. Right? So we did the step 1. We converted all the strong entities present in this particular relation. Right? Now the next is, so this we have come up with at this stage after finishing the step 1. And then in the step 2, we need to map or convert the weak entity types. And for every weak entity, we need to create a new relation again. We need to include, just like the strong entities, all the simple attributes, simple part of composite attribute. Then there is one additional thing we need to do, and that we will come up in a moment. So we have a weak entity which is dependent, isn't it? This is our weak entity. This is the only weak entity present in this conceptual diagram. So we need to convert this in step 2. So how we are going to do it? We will create a new relation. We can call it dependent or employee dependence. And we will include all the simple attributes here. And date of birth. And finally, relationship. Now, this is our partial key. We need to make the primary key for this relation also. What is the owner entity type for dependent? Dependent's existence depend on which other strong entity? For every weak entity, there is an owner entity type, right? For the pets, there was customers. For dependent, which is the owner entity type? Employee is the owner entity type. So to create the primary key of dependence, we need to take the primary key of owner entity type and include in this relation, in dependence relation, as foreign key. So we will take SSN of employee and we will put it here as foreign key. So this is a basically foreign key. ESSN is a foreign key which references, if you remember the syntax of establishing the foreign key. So ESSN is a foreign key attribute which references the employee relations SSN. I just changed the name here. You don't need to change the name. I just feel comfortable so that if we just write SSN, there can be confusion. Is it the social security number of the dependents? So just to specify this, I just changed the name just to be sure that this is the SSN of employees, not the dependents. And now the only thing remaining is to create the primary key of this new table. So we had the partial key, dependent name before, and that dependent name partial key along with the new foreign key coming from employee relation, these two together makes the primary key of this relation. So primary key of weak entity type relation is a composite key, which is made by combining the partial key, which we already identified when we created the dependent entity type. So that partial primary key along with the foreign key, which is just coming from the owner entity type, that together makes up the primary key. Right? So this is our step 2. And this is we have come up with after finishing step 2. So we converted all strong entities and we converted all weak entities. Now the next step is to convert binary one-to-one relationships. And to convert binary one-to-one relationship, there are three alternatives. Is it mandatory on both the sides? Is it mandatory on one of the side? Or is it optional on both side? Usually you will find in a one-to-one relationship, at least one of the participating entity type has total participation. See our example. Where is the one-to-one relationship? Manages is the one-to-one relationship, right? It's one-to-one. See here, one here, and see here, one here, right? So this is one-to-one. Now, here we have one side, we have one, so that means one of the entity type has total participation. And this side we have zero, that means one of the participating entity type has partial participation. Which one has total? Which one has partial? The participating entity type in manager's relationship is department and employee. Who has the total participation? Who has the partial participation? This is one here, right? That means it is written opposite. Department has total participation. This is zero here. That means employee has partial participation. Do you understand this? Do you remember from last time? Because not all employees manages. Only some of the employees who are managers are managing the departments. So if there are 100 employees, only 20 of them who are managers are participating in this relationship, right? So not all of them are participating. And that's why the participation of employee is partial, and which we put here. We also read it like employee can manage zero. It means they are not managers, or they can manage maximum one. In that case, they are managers. So finally, department has total participation and employee has partial participation. So what do we do to convert one-to-one and one-to-many relationship? We don't need to create a new table. We just deal with one-to-one and one-to-many with the help of foreign keys, right? So employee has partial participation. So we will take primary key of employee relation because it has partial participation, and we will put it in the department table as foreign key. Why we are putting in the department table and taking the employee table primary key? Because department has total participation. So we take the primary key of the entity which has partial participation and we put it in the table which has total participation as foreign key. Okay? If both of them are total, then you can choose any one and put in other. If both suppose has total, then you could have done vice versa also. You could have taken primary key of department and put it in employee. But in this case, both don't have total. So we will take the employee primary key because it is partially participating, and we will put it in the department as foreign key. So that we are going to do. So employee primary key will come in the department table as foreign key. And we can write the name SSN, but it is coming as a result of manages. So basically it signifies the SSN of the manager. So that's why we will write manager SSN. And this will be foreign key referencing the SSN of employee relation. Right? So this is the way we convert the one-to-one binary relationship. Identify which has total participation, take the primary key of the other one which doesn't have total participation, and put it in this table as foreign key. Now there is a relationship attribute also, right? What is the relationship attribute here? Because we converted the manager's relationship, but we still need to include this start date somewhere, because then only this relationship conversion will be complete. So we will take the start date, which is basically the start date when a manager started managing a department, right? So we will put it where we have put the foreign key, in the same table. So we will again change the name just to be more clear. So it is manager's start date. At the same place, right? So now we have converted strong entities, weak entity, and one-to-one binary. So our tables look like this. We just added the manager SSN, which is a foreign key referencing the primary key of employee table. And we also put the relationship attribute at the same place. Now the next step is mapping of binary one-to-many relationship. So Which are the one-to-many relationship? Works on is one-to-many relationship. Controls is one-to-many relationship. And supervises also is one-to-many relationship. Although you see has is also a one-to-many relationship, but it is a special type of relationship which is kind of identifying, and we will see what to do with them, whether we need to convert or we have already converted them. So let's start from works on. This is the first one-to-many we are going to convert. Now, the participating entity types are employee and department again, right? These employees are working in under these departments. Now, it is one-to-many. You can see one here and you can see many here. Which entity is on the many side? Among employee and department, which is on the one side, which is on the many side? This is one here, right? So department is on the one side and this is many here. So employee is on the many side. So this is one this side and many this side. So we will take the primary key of the relation which is on the one side and we will put it in the relation which is on many side as foreign key. And if there is any relationship attribute, we will also put it in there with the foreign key. Okay? So, because department is on the one side, we will take the primary key of department and we will put it in employee table as foreign key because employee is on the many side. So, let's do this. So, department's primary key is department number. We need to put this in the this table. So we will have department number, which is a foreign key. And this is referencing the primary key of department table. Right? There is no relationship attribute. We could have named it works on department number, which department the employee is working on. And that will also signify that this foreign key is coming as a result of works on relationship. But you don't have to change it. It's up to you. So we have added it. There is no relationship attribute in works on, so we will not put any. But if there was, we will put that relationship attribute also here, just as simple attribute. So we converted the works on. Now we need to convert the controls. In controls relationship, department is on the one side and project is on the many side. So we will take the primary key of department and we will put it in the project table as foreign key. Okay? So the next step is to convert the controls relationship. So we will take the primary key of department and we will put it in project table as foreign key. So we can say controlling department number. And this is a foreign key which references the D number column of department table. So this is our next one. Again, in the controls, there is no relationship attribute. So we don't need to put anything there. So we converted works on, we converted controls. Now let's deal with the supervisors. Now here, the same entity is on both sides. So we will take the it is on the one side as well as it is on the many side. So we will take the primary key of employee table and we will put in itself as foreign key. And this time, because you are putting the same attribute in the same table, you must change the name because a table cannot have two attributes with the same name. So we are taking social security number and we will put it back because of this relationship in the employee table. And because this is coming from the supervisor's relationship, so we can call it supervisor's social security number. Right? It makes sense also. So we will write it here, supervisor's SSN. I don't have a space, so I'm not writing whole supervisors, but you can write supervisors underscore SSN or whatever name you want to give. And this is a foreign key which is referencing the primary key of the same table. So whenever there is a recursive relation, you are taking the primary key of the same table and you are putting in it itself as foreign key. And this time you need to change the name of the attribute. Otherwise, a table will have two attributes with the same name, which you cannot do, right? So we converted works on, we converted controls, and we converted the supervisor. In case of all these three one-to-many relationship, there is no relationship attribute. But if there were, you will put it where you are putting the foreign key. Okay? Now see here, this has relationship between one strong entity, one weak entity. If we follow the same rule of one-to-many, we need to take the primary key of employee because it is on the one side. And we need to put it in the dependent table as foreign key, right? And actually, we have already done that. We took the primary key of employee and we put it in the dependent table. So that relation is already converted when you created the table of dependent, weak entity type. So whenever there is a binary one-to-one, one-to-many or whatever, it is already converted when you created the table for dependents. Because one-to-many says take the primary key from here and put in this table as foreign key. You already did. Take the primary key of employee and put it here as foreign key. So you don't need to do it again. So this is already converted when we converted the weak entity type. So this is done. So this is our logical model looks like. After we did how many steps? Strong entity, weak entity, one-to-one relationship and one-to-many relationship. We already did four steps so far. Now let's do the fifth step. That is binary many-to-many relationship. How do we do it? For many-to-many, you need to create a new relation. And see here, we have one many-to-many relationship. You can see it from here. This is many. And you can see it from here. This is many. So it is a many-to-many relationship. So for a many-to-many relationship, you need to create a new relation. So we are creating a new relation. And the name is works for. Now, which are the participating entity types in works for? Employee and project. So we need to take the primary key of employee and primary key of project and we need to put it in this new relations as foreign key. So that's what we are going to do next. So employee primary key is SSN. So we are putting it here as foreign key. This references, it's getting messy a little bit. This one. And then the other participating entity type is project. So we will take the primary key of project and we will put it in works on relationship. Relay new relation as foreign key. So it is project number. This is also coming as foreign key. So this references the project number of project table. Is there a relationship attribute? Yes, there is a relationship attribute, ours. You can see it here. For this works for, this is the relationship attribute. So we will put that ours here in the new relation. Now the only thing remaining is, what will be the primary key of this new relation? The primary key of this new relation will be combination of these two foreign keys. So again, the primary key is composite. It is made up of more than one attribute. Right? So this is the conversion of many to many. For one to one, you just need to add foreign key in one of the participating entity type relation. For one to many, you deal with the same way by adding a foreign key. You don't need to create a new relation for one to one and one to many. But for many to many, you create a new relation. Include the primary key of both participating entity types as foreign key. Also include if there is any relationship attribute. Combination of both the foreign keys will make the primary key for this new relation. Okay. So now this is our logical model look like. We just created the works on relation new, because this is coming from many to many. So in the end, in your logical model, you will have as many relations as there are strong entities plus weak entities plus many to many relationship, and if there are some specialization, it will add up more relations. Okay. Now the next step is, okay, we talked about attributes. Attributes are always placed where the foreign keys are placed. In case of one to one, in case of one to many, and also in the case of many to many. Now the step 6 is multi-valued attribute. So for multi-valued attribute, each multi-valued attribute, you need to create a new relation. See here, we do have a multi-valued attribute, that is here, locations. So and we didn't include, if you remember, we didn't include location before in the department table, because when we create the strong entity table, we only include the simple attributes or simple parts of composite attributes, but no multi-valued attribute. So this is one part which is still remaining, we haven't dealt with it. So for multi-valued attribute, we need to again create a new relation. Let me figure out where to create. I just want to use the right color code to specify that what is foreign key. Finally, so for department locations attribute, can you see here? We need to create a new relation. We can call it department location. Right? Include the multi-valued attribute department location inside this table. Right? Now this attribute is coming from which entity type? Department entity type, right? So take the primary key of department table and put here as foreign key. So we are taking department number, because this attribute belongs to department table. So we are taking the primary key of department and we are putting here as foreign key. So this attribute of department location table will refer to primary key of department table. Now the only thing remaining is primary key of this new relation, which will be the combination of foreign key along with the multi-valued attribute. Right? So this is the table here. Before we discuss the specialization, it's better if we discuss it after the break. Now suppose there was no specialization, these are the only things in your conceptual model. So you come up with this relations. Now what you need to do, the next step, you will do the normalization, which we are going to study next week. And once you validate it and you are okay that, okay, these are our final tables with these primary key and foreign key, then you need to do the physical design. So you need to create those tables inside through PHP or directly in the MySQL database management system with the help of SQL command. Do you remember create table commands? Okay. So now, which table to create first and which table to create next? That will be the question here. Because there are lots of primary key, foreign key connections. So you need to make sure that they should be created in correct order. So usually we create the parent tables first and then the child table. Can you identify which are the parent table and which are the child table? Or can you identify here the order in which we will issue the create table commands? Because now you need to write which table to create first. Create table, whether it should be employee first or whether it should be works on first or dependents first. Which should you create first? There should be a proper order. You cannot create in any order. It will give you many, many errors. So can you identify here which are the parent tables and which are the child tables? Okay, this is the question you need to think about in the break. And then we will continue after the break. We are going a little bit early, 3 minutes before. So I expect you to come back at, what's the time now? Sorry. 9:13. 9:12 or 9:13, please come back. All right, let's take a 15 minutes break and think about this. We discussed this, which is parent, which is child, when we were discussing relational model. And that you identify which primary key is coming in which table as foreign key. So just try to visualize and identify which is parent table and which are child table. All right. So before the break, a long break, we saw these examples. And when we are creating the tables, we need to decide which tables to create first and which table to create later. And that we decide based on primary key, foreign key combination. So let's decide all the tables which has foreign key are child to some other tables, right? So let's see here which tables does not have foreign keys. Actually, none of them in this case. But still we need to decide. For example, here there is more problem. There is an employee SSN. So employee table should exist before we can create this table. Similarly, project table should exist before we can create this table. Because two of the attribute are the foreign keys. So there are two ways you can create the foreign keys. You remember alter table command? First is actually you can have for example, you can have create table employee, right? And here you can write SSN, it is varchar, not varchar, sorry, it's integer. For example, 11 digit. Then you write first name, which is varchar. Suppose 20 characters and so on. The first way to put the primary key and foreign key is when you are creating the tables at the same time you also establish the primary key and foreign key. For example, you can write here this is primary key. It's much easier because the primary key is made up of only one attribute. So you are writing it here and in the end you can write. For example, here you wrote department number and you wrote it is integer, two digit only. And then you wrote many other attribute definition. And in the end, you write about the foreign keys also. For example, you can write that constraint and you need to write any name, for example, employee table, department number, foreign key. This is the name you are giving to the constraint. And then you say foreign key. And which attribute is the foreign key? Department number is the foreign key. We will come to these DDL statement again next week, but I'm just telling you that which order to decide, and this references department tables. I am not sure whether you can see it now. Department tables, department number. So this is the way when you are creating the table, at the same time, you are also establishing the foreign keys and primary keys. Another way is you create the table and don't specify at the time of creation of table what are the primary key and foreign keys. You just write all the attribute. And then with the help of alter table commands, you just put these primary key and foreign keys. If you are just using the create table commands to create the table at the same time establishing the foreign key and primary key, then you need to make sure that you create those tables in a proper order. So you need to create all the parent tables first, because how will you put this if there is no department table existing, right? Because you are writing in the create table command that there is something something, and this department number references the department table's department number. But if the department table and department number in the department table doesn't exist, will this statement execute successfully, which is part of your create table command? It won't. So when you are using the create table also to establish the primary key and foreign key, you need to consider all the order, proper order. But another, this more simpler way is create the table, create all the attributes, don't establish the foreign keys at that time, and then use alter table commands to establish the foreign keys. So we will discuss these things in much detail when we will discuss the DDL commands next week. But for now, just you need to understand that all the tables should which are the parent tables should be created first, and the tables which are child tables are created next. Now, see here, some of the things are very straightforward here to figure out which is the primary, which is the parent table, which is the child table, but some are not as simple. For example, this is definitely a child table because we are having social security number from the employee table, and we have the project number from the project table. So this is basically a child table of both employee table as well as project table. So both employee and project should exist before we can create this table, right? And so this is the child of employee as well as project table. Similarly, see here, is this the child of any table? There is a foreign key which is basically coming from the department table. So the department table should exist before you can establish this foreign key here. So this is a child table of department table. Right? Similarly, this one is a child table of employee table. Right? So definitely these tables will not be created first. Right? Now see here, project. We can create the project, but there is a department number. Right? So this is the child table of department table. This is the child of employee. And this is the child of department. Now here, in this case, this is the confusion little bit. So definitely, you have to start from these tables. But again, there is a kind of counter relationship. So you need to first create one of these tables with create table command without putting the foreign keys. And then create the another table without putting the foreign keys, and then use the alter table commands to establish the foreign keys. Because you cannot decide which one to make first. If you make this first one, it says the department should exist before you can make this. If you decide to make this, it is saying employee should exist before you make this. Right? So there is a catch-22 situation here. So here in this case, we will use both the create table and alter table commands before we can start making the other table. So in this case, most probably you can create first this, second this, and because now these two are already there, then you can create project, because for project you only need department, which is already created, and employee is already created. So you can create these in any order, it doesn't matter, because to create this, employee is already there. To create this, employee project, both are already there. To create this, department is already there. So here, You can do any order, 4, 5, 6 or 4, 5, 6 or 4, 5, 6, it doesn't matter, right? But you need to start with the parent table, okay? Alright, so we will come back to this again when we will discuss the DDL command. I forgot in your class, we didn't discuss the DDL commands actually. I confused with the other course, sorry. Now we are coming to the complex relationships. So we discussed so far strong entities, weak entities, one-to-one binary, one-to-many binary, many-to-many binary, and multi-valued attributes. So we already did 6 steps. Now we are doing the step 7, which is mapping of complex relationship types. That means any relationship which is higher than binary or whose degree is more than 2. That means any relationship where the participating entity types are more than 2. So how to do that? See here. We are having here, can you see, we have subject, student and class. And there is a relationship which is of degree 3. Because in the streaming, this is not going, so I'm going to make this, if by chance some people are still there. Okay, so I am just erasing the right-hand side part because we need this again. Sorry, not supply, this is subject. And we have class. So for example, in the subject, we have subject code, which is primary key. And then we have subject name also. In student, we have student number, which is primary key. And then we have student name, which consists of 3 parts: first name, middle name, and last name. And in the class, we have class code and we have class name. And this is the relationship. Right? So there are courses like this course. There are student assistants like you have Mahesh and one more, Sabina. And there are classes, that means these are the groups which are made of students. Like you also have different groups and you attend labs during the different classes. Now, in this case, before we translate this, we need to first create the relationship, the tables for these participating entity type. Which step we are going to use to convert these 3? What are these? These are strong entities, right? So by using the step 1, we can convert or we can make the tables for subject, class and student. So we suppose we are creating like this. So we have subject. In subject, we have subject code. And we have subject name. Similarly, we have student, assistants, and they have the student number, and we will include only first name, middle name, last name. And this is the primary key. And finally, we have class, and we have class code as primary key, and we have class name. Right? So these three are created before we can translate or convert the assist relation. And then we are going to convert this assist. So just like many-to-many relationship, many-to-many binary relationship, we can have a new relation for this any relationship which is higher than degree 2. And then, which are the participating entity type? These are the participating entity type. So take the primary key of each one of them and include in this relation as foreign key. So we will take the subject number or what was it? Student number as foreign key coming from here. Class code as foreign key coming from here, and finally subject code foreign key coming from here, and this is the new relation, and the combination of all these foreign keys will be the primary key of this new relation. There is no relationship attribute in this case, but if there was, we will include the relationship attribute here only. Do you remember we also discussed one more ternary relationship, which was supply, and we had suppliers, and with suppliers we had social security number, which was primary key, and supplier name, and these suppliers were supplying to different projects, and with the project we had project number as primary key and project name, and these suppliers are supplying some equipments or parts. So we have a part entity, and we have part code. What's the code? Which was the primary key? Part name and price per unit here. And we are also including in the relationship how much quantity of each part is supplied to different projects by different suppliers. So here the relationship also has a relationship attribute. Now, how to convert this in this case? We will, using the step one, we will first create the relationships for each of the strong entity type. There are three participating strong entity types. So we have supplier, we have project, and then we have part. In the supplier, we have social security number, we have supplier name. In project, we have project number, project name, and in part, we have part code and part name and the price. So this is pretty straightforward. Using the step one, we are doing this. This is the primary key. This is primary key here. And this is primary key here. Right? And then, to convert this supply, we will create a new relation. And we put supply here. All three of them are participating entity type. Take the primary key of each one of them and put in this relation as foreign key. So we are using SSN as foreign key, project number as foreign key, and finally part code as foreign key. This is referencing this attribute of this. This is referencing this. And this is referencing this. Now this one has a relationship attribute, how much quantity each supplier is supplying to different project related with different parts. So we will put quantity also here. And the combination of all the foreign keys will be the primary key of this new relation. So this is the way we convert the ternary relationship. Theoretically, we can deal with, it's possible to have relationship of even degree higher than 3, but usually we don't put them because it is difficult to translate them into the logical model. Can you suggest instead of this ternary, if we have many binary, is it possible? Any relationship of degree higher than 2 can be made using many binaries. Can you think how instead of this we can have multiple binaries? Instead of this ternary, we can have 3 binaries. Which part is supplied to which project? We can have one relationship here to have this, and we will delete this in that case. Which supplier is supplying to which project? We will have one binary here. And which supplier is supplying which part? We will have one binary here. So instead of one ternary, we can substitute it with 3 binary. So similarly, if you have somewhere the requirement of having a relationship of degree 4 where you think that it should be connected to 4 different entity types, it's better to make it with multiple binaries than having a relationship with degree 4, because it's much more complicated later on. You can see the primary key is so big, consisting of 3 foreign keys and that many connections. Every time you add some data, the system has to keep track of all these things. Right? Okay, think about this. We have building and we have parking garage. And it is a one-to-one relationship. Show sample occurrences of 4 building, only one having a parking garage. First of all, remember step 3. And from step 3, how can we translate it? Can you figure out? First of all, you need to make the table for building and you need to make the table for parking garage. Right? So this will be done by using step 1 because both of them are strong entity types. Right? So you need to create a table for building and you need to create a table for parking garage. How will you do it? So we have building. This we are using step 1 because both of them are strong entity types. So in the building, we will have building ID. We will have, instead of address, we will just include the simple parts: street, number, city, and postcode. Because that is not going, so if someone is there, this is our conceptual model look like. finally we have entrance address, and it is a multi-valued attribute, and this is the relationship contains, and contains has this cardinality and participation, right? This is here. So we created the building, and the primary key will be ID, and we created parking garage. And again, we have the parking garage ID, and we have number of public spaces. Will we include entrance address here? It's a multi-valued attribute, it will not be included here. We need to create a new table. But for now, to understand this, we just need these two tables. But if we wanted to, this will be primary key, and for entrance address, so parking garage entrance address, new table, we will put entrance address here. We will take the primary key of parking garage and we will put it here as foreign key for this multi-valued attribute, and this will be the primary key of this new relation, right? So this is about the multi-valued attribute. Now we need to convert this contains relationship, step 3, 1-to-1, which has the total participation. It is 1-to-1, that is clear. One of them has partial, because one of the place it is 0. And one of them has total, because at one of the place it is 1. Which one has partial, which one has total? If one is here, this one specifies that the parking garage has total participation. 0 is here, that means building has partial participation. What does it mean? Buildings have parking garages, but building has partial participation. Not every building has parking garages. Only some of them who have parking garages are participating in this relationship. So not all buildings are participating in this relationship. Only some of those buildings who have parking garages. I'm forgetting my English, it seems. Alright, so this is partial, this is total. How do we convert 1-to-1? We take the primary key from which side and we put as foreign key on which side? Recall employee manager's department. Which primary key we took and where we put it? We took the primary key of employee and we put in the department as foreign key, because department had total participation at that place. Here, parking garages has total. Always it's on the opposite side it's written. So this one means this has total participation. This one means. And this 0 means this has partial participation. And the second part specify what is the cardinality. This means this is 1-to-1. Right? We studied this in previous weeks. So, because this has total and this has partial, we will take the primary key of this and we will put in this table as foreign key. So that's what we are going to do here. So we will have building ID here as foreign key, referencing this relation. Right? And if you see, if we try to fill the data, how will it look like? building ID. This is our building table. And this is street, number, city, postcode. We have building 1, building 2, building 3. There are some other details here. So there are many buildings here. And if we look at the parking garage, and suppose in the parking garage we have PID and we have number of public space, and then we have the building ID. So suppose parking garage 1, number of public space suppose 20, and it belongs to building 2. And building 1 suppose doesn't have any parking garage, and that's what is written there, that not all buildings have parking garages. And maybe there is another parking garage, it has 10 space and it belongs to building 3. So this is how it will look like in tabular format if we try to visualize the data. So not every building has parking garages. And that's why we have only those parking garages, and from this we will know which building it belongs to. And this will also help us to join those two tables later on, because now this is the common column between them. So if we want to have any SQL query that select all the parking garages and the address of the building where these parking garages are situated, how will you do it? You will select from here and you have to join this with this table, and the joining condition will be building ID of parking garages should be same as building ID of building table. Right? So you can join and you can get the data together with one. Okay, so we already discussed this. Now come to this. How will it look like? This is a strong entity. This is a strong entity. This is also a strong entity. We have one-to-many relationship. We have many-to-many relationship. We have a relationship attribute also, and we have another relationship, and we have some order trace. It should be most probably partial key or something, and we need to talk about this part actually later on. So for today, I think this much is enough anyway. After the break, everything got out of hand. Anyway, so we will discuss this next time, right? Till then, please go through these steps. We have studied almost translating everything in logical model, but we haven't discussed specialization yet. How to translate or convert specialization into logical model, relational model. So that part is remaining. Thank you for your patience.